tripping them ourselves. Kaweya invited me into his tent. Yes, I said, expecting another order. Kaweya indicated a chessboard, bathed in the insipid green light of the bubble tent's glow lamps.
I need an opponent.
The chessboard was set up on a folding card table, with folding canvas-backed seats stationed either side of it. I shrugged. I played chess, and even played it well, but the game held few enticements for me. I approached the game like any other duty, knowing I could not allow myself to win. Kaweya leant over the chessboard. He wore fatigues crossed by webbing. Various daggers and throwing implements were attached to his belt, with a dolphin pendant hanging under his neck. When his hands moved across the board, I thought of an old-time general positioning little pennanted tanks and infantrymen on a vast sand table. All the while, his face remained placid and imperturbable. The green radiance of the glow lamps reflected oddly in his eyes, as if some part of that radiance came from within. And all the while Gita sat next to us, occasionally pouring her husband another thimble of pisco, seldom speaking. I played a difficult game. Difficult because of the tactical contortions I forced myself through. I was a superior chess player to Kaweya, but he wasn't very fond of losing. On the other hand, he was shrewd enough to guess if an opponent was not giving the game his all, so I had to satisfy his ego on both fronts. I played hard, forcing Kaweya into a corner, but incorporated a weakness into my position, something exceedingly subtle but also potentially fatal. Then, just when it looked like I would put him in check, I arranged for my weakness to reveal itself, like the sudden opening of a hairline fracture. Sometimes, though, he failed to spot my weaknesses, and there was nothing to do but let him lose. The best I could do under those circumstances was contrive to make the margin of my own victory as narrow as possible.
You've beaten me again, Tanner.
You played well, though. You have to allow me the occasional victory. Gita appeared at her husband's side and poured another centimeter of pisco into his glass.
Tanner always plays well, she said, eyeing me. That's why he's a worthy opponent for you.
I shrugged. I do my best. Kaweya brushed the pieces from the table, as if in a tantrum, but his voice remained placid.
Another game?
Why not? I said, knowing with weary certainty that this time I had to fail. We finished the chess game. Kaweya and I finished a few drops of pisco, then reviewed our plan for the ambush, even though we had already been through it dozens of times and there was nothing we had left uncovered. But it was the kind of ritual we had to endure. Afterwards, we made one final check on the weapons, and then Kaweya took his and spoke quietly in my ear.
I'm stepping outside for a moment, Tanner. I want some final practice. I'd rather not be disturbed until I'm done.
Ryvich might see the flashes.
There's bad weather coming in, Kaweya said. He'll just assume it's lightning.
I nodded, insisted that I check the settings on the gun for him, then let him slip out into the night. Torchless, with the little miniature laser strapped diagonally across his back, he was quickly lost from sight. It was a dark night, and I hoped he knew his way through the part of the jungle immediately surrounding the clearing. Like Dieterling, he was confident of his ability to see well enough in the dark. A few minutes passed before I heard the pulse of his weapon, regular discharges every few seconds, followed by longer pauses which suggested he was checking his fire pattern or selecting new targets. Each pulse strobed the treetops with a sharp flash of light, disturbing wildlife from the canopy, black shadows with